以下的英文故事是关于一只爱唱歌的喜鹊。喜鹊的英文就是 magpie， 他们是擅长模仿不同声音的雀仔，模仿的英文是 imitate。 但是这只喜鹊就比较多愁善感了。故事里面有几个英文字都是跟忧愁有关的，就是 depressed 沮丧， worried 担心， terrified 惊怕，还有 annoyed 烦躁。因此这只喜鹊不可以发挥到它的长处。还有故事里面都提到另一种夏天的昆虫 cicada， 就是蝉的意思。好了，让我们一起听一下这只喜鹊的经历吧。
The magpie who loves to sing. Magpie is a bird that can imitate the sound of other animals. Once, there was a magpie who seldom sang because he was depressed when the wind was strong. He was worried when clouds covered the sky. He was terrified when the spring flowers bloomed.He was annoyed when summer cicadas sang. He was upset when autumn leaves fell. And he cried when the winter snow drifted. What he concerned most was himself. He only sang for himself. Therefore, God took away his ability to sing. As a magpie who was not able to sing, he became even more lonely and depressed. Hence, he begged God to give him back the ability to sing.God answered his request. After being restored ability to sing, Magpie flew up from his nest at sunrise every day. He sang loudly everywhere. His song brought joyfulness to every dreary soul and broken relationship. Since then, everyone called him the Magpie who loves to sing. Let's meditate. Why did God take away Magpie's ability to sing?Why did Magpie beg God to restore his ability to sing? How did Magpie change after his ability to sing was restored? What is your specialty which can help the others? How would you use your specialty? The Bible says, Each one, as he has received a gift,ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus Christ, my Lord, for giving me different specialties, and I love to dedicate these specialties for your use. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.